It is Tuesday, October 27, 2015, and you are on live with kpcradio.com. It is time to get some of that hot love advice you've been waiting for on Kiana School of Love. I'm your host, Kiana Pazinski, here to bring the HOT back to the LOVE. Today on our show, we've got our own one of our own Pierce College students who is eager to share some of his thoughts on relationships and give us some good relationship advice. Welcome to School of Love, Anu.
How you doing, Kiana?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Awesome. So, Anu, why don't you go ahead and just tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm currently an accounting major at Pierce College. Play basketball during my spare time, and yeah, pretty cool-headed guy, and ready to share some love advice.
Awesome. So, what do you do in your spare time? Like you said, play basketball, but just like, how does your daily life go? What does it consist of?
Work, school. You know, same old, same old.
So are you busy most of the time?
Yeah.
So are you currently in a relationship?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. And during this time while you are not in a relationship, do you think this downtime, how are you enjoying, I guess I would say, like, being, like, the single life?
I feel I'm enjoying it, you know. I mean, it's giving me time to explore and see different things, you know. I feel when you're in a relationship, you're kind of like excluded from a lot of things, you know. I don't know. It's so, just kind of my perception.
Okay, so you think that when you're in a relationship, it might hold you back?
Yeah.
So that's definitely what you think?
Yeah.
And what about just maybe the idea of, I guess I would say, including your significant other in the... in like whatever you want to do.
I mean, I guess this is time for everything. I just, you know, think that this stage of my life, I'm already for that, you know, or I don't need it at the moment, but eventually, you know.
You don't need a relationship at the moment?
Yeah, I don't need a girlfriend at the moment, but I mean, eventually, definitely, yeah.
Okay. So, Anu, what does love mean to you? Your own words.
All right, let's see. Love is being able to, it's like, to me, it's like more of like a mutual benefit kind of thing. Where, like, both partners edify each other.
Interesting. And go a little deeper into what you mean by that. Specifically, like, how does that, when that's your definition of love, now how does that, explain that to me in your, let's say, your past relationship. How is that definition applied?
I mean, like, teamwork. I mean, you guys being able to support each other, you know, whatever you guys do, whether it's, like, you know, helping each other pay bills or, you know, helping each other study. Pretty much just, like, helping each other with everything, pretty much.
Right. So tell me a little bit then about your past relationship.
I mean, it was wonderful while it lasted. She was an amazing girl. She was in love, you know, but I guess it was just time to call it quits. I mean, we couldn't, because she's back in Africa, actually, and I'm out here, so the long distance thing just couldn't work out.
So, how long were you together?
About a year.
Okay, so that was, you spent a little bit of time with her. And when you were together for the year, how much of that relationship was long distance?
Not much. I mean, we went to the same school and stuff, so we saw each other almost like every day, and you know.
So during this year, she was living out here?
No, I used to live back in Africa. I used to live in Nigeria, actually.
Oh, you used to live in Nigeria about a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were dating her while you were in Africa?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I would like to talk about that a little bit.
All right.
Dating in another continent.
Okay.
That's something new I've never discussed with anybody. Would you mind going into talking about that a little bit?
I mean, dating girls in Africa is totally different than dating a girl out here. I mean, the culture is totally different. The mindset, the perception towards pretty much everything is different.
Yeah. So now from that, how does that differ from you coming out here and dating women from California? Can you talk to me a little about the differences that you see, notice, experienced?
I would say girls in California are more open-minded. Or more sociable, I believe.
More social?
Yeah, or more social, you know.
Like easier, you can talk to them
yeah,
easier?
Yeah, easier to approach, yeah.
And women in Africa are not?
Yeah, not as, you know, approachable as they are out here.
So in Africa, how would you go ahead and approach a woman?
I mean, walk up to her, you know, try to start off a conversation and stuff, pretty much. You know, yeah.
So you would approach them the same way you'd approach a woman out here, but just getting the responses would just be a little harder, a little more different?
Yeah. You know, out here, like, a girl doesn't see, like, a problem, like, walking up to a guy and starting a conversation. But over there, it's seen as, like, a taboo kind of thing. Like, a girl will never walk up to a guy. If she does that, she's seen, like, oh, she's desperate or, you know, has this kind of, like, negative.
So that's just kind of, like, I don't want to say, like, worldwide, but I just mean in Africa, that's...
Yeah. I think it's emphasized more, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So... in your past relationship, what was the downfall? What was the part that just kind of the, I don't want to say the incident, but for you, what was it that kind of just clicked in your head? You're like, okay, I guess this relationship isn't what I need.
The long distance thing kind of, you know, put a huge toll on us, you know, and I didn't want to feel selfish, you know. I mean, I'm out here, she's over there. I mean, it's only right for me to, you know, let her, you know, do her own thing and find someone else who will be there for her and give her all the love and support she needs.
And so while you were living out here, at some point in the relationship, you just felt that you couldn't be that support for her anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it was just too much distance.
Long distance is probably a really difficult thing to go through and to have to deal with someone, especially someone that you care about.
Definitely.
Where do you see yourself in a relationship, you know, let's say, just say 5 years from now?
I see myself in a serious relationship with a girl, yeah.
Settle down. And do you think that as you get older, maybe are more stable financially, you know, whatever your case may be, do you think that long relationships are possible? Do you think that you could have a long relationship with someone that you care about? Or do you feel, you know, what's your advice on long distance relationships?
I mean, if you guys are really into each other, I mean, you can make it work. But this, in my situation in case, I mean, she was, let me use the word needy, you know, and she couldn't handle it. And I didn't want to feel like I was holding her back from anything. So I just had to let it go. But I mean,
so do you feel that you are mentally strong enough to handle a long distance relationship?
Yeah, definitely.
And so you feel it is possible for people if they're strong enough.
Yeah.
Long distance relationships are possible. It's possible to do it with no cheating or lying and two.
I mean, it's possible, but it's just like really hard, especially in the world of today. I mean, the girls everywhere. You know, you go to the club, you go to the mall, you walk in, you know, around school, and I mean, like, temptation everywhere. So.
Yeah, so you definitely think... Do you think that there's more temptation here when you moved to California?
Definitely. I mean, that's another thing. Like, the girls out here dress totally different. You know, like, if girls out here dress the way they did in Africa or whatever, I mean, they're going to be seen as, like, prostitutes or, you know, just everything native.
Even just, like, simple, like, tank tops and a short?
Yeah, things like that. Like, oh, no, that's not proper. No. They're like, oh, your parents didn't raise you right. And,
so, speaking of, or like, talk about a little bit about parents. What does family mean to you? How does that come into a relationship?
I mean, family means a lot. I mean, it's always good for your family members to support your relationship and love your other, you know.
So, give me your top, like, just advice. Any advice you would give on dating and being in a relationship? What would it be for you? Like, one advice if you had to just, you know, put, like, a sticker on your arm?
Patience.
Talk to me a little bit more about that. What do you mean by that?
I mean, just having the patience to pretty much understand your partner. You guys being able to build that mutual bond where you guys know, you know, whether she's 1,000 miles away, I mean, you're good, you know. She's still going to be loyal, or he's still going to be loyal to you. And that's.
Do you think that you have patience in a relationship?
Yeah. I believe I do.
So is that something that I guess I would say your next relationship that you go into, that's something that you are going to expect, you know, because to be honest, we all expect something from another person when we go into a relationship. We have an expectation set of what we want from them. So is patience something that you are expecting?
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm expecting. And that's definitely something I'm also ready to bring to the table as well.
What are your beliefs about relationships? Like, what do you just believe needs to be in a good solid, what's a good solid part to have a good solid foundation of a relationship to build on it? What do you think that is for you personally?
Communication. I mean, once there's not communication in a relationship, then there's bound to be issues.
And are in your relationships, when communication, let's say talking about your ex specifically,
yeah,
when there wasn't communication, do you think that also affected the downfall in the relationship? Do you think that was a part of it? Or would you just say you guys were good communicators?
I mean, we're pretty good. I mean, yeah, we're pretty good with communicating and stuff.
Even during the long distance portion, or did it get a little rocky there?
I mean, got a little rocky because, I mean, she'll definitely have her insecurities, you know, like, oh, you know, what is he doing right now? And, you know, I guess it's just like a typical girl thing.
Do you think that there's someone out there for, like, everyone? Do you think everyone could be paired up with someone?
I mean,
a future with someone?
I believe that to a certain extent, and then another part of me doesn't believe that. I don't know.
Like, why?
I mean, because there are more girls than guys in the world.
So, okay, but statistically
so definitely
speaking,
some people are going to get left out.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So statistically, yeah, there's going to be some people who just don't get anyone.
Yeah.
But I mean, just speaking from a romantic love perspective, do you think that it's possible, it could be possible for everyone in the world to find somebody?
Like a soulmate kind of thing?
A soulmate, someone they could connect with. I mean, yeah, something more than a friendship, something more than that.
I mean, I believe it's possible. I mean, if you search hard enough, it just might take a while, but I mean, it's definitely possible.
So do you think that there's someone out there for you?
Definitely.
In your future?
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, so you just don't think that, you just don't think that there's someone out there for everyone because of the statistics.
Yeah,
there being
yes.
more women than men.
Yeah, some people are going to be single for a really long time.
And, you know, when people are in a relationship, you know, everyone goes through different experiences and relationships, and everyone, after a relationship ends or a new one starts, everyone changes their views and minds all the time about being in a relationship. But overall, do you prefer being single or being in a relationship?
I mean, I think being single, I'm only 19, you know, I mean, I still got a lot of time on my hands. Right now, I feel being single is kind of cool, but it's going to get to a certain point in my life whereby I need to be in a relationship, or, you know, I want to actually, you know, eventually. It's just right now, I'm just kind of having fun, being able to mingle and, yeah.
So you've taken on the, you know, the be young and live a little.
Yeah,
and
young, wild, and free.
Okay, young, wild, and free. All right. I want to ask you, what's the longest, is your past relationship the longest relationship?
Yeah.
And sorry, how many months did you say it was?
It was about a year.
About a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And so in that year, what were the qualities that to you think made it a good, strong relationship? What was there that was, you know, give me a few things that was there for you that you know, you could say even after you've walked away, those are the things that you're proud of in the relationship.
I mean, she first started off by being my friend and stuff, and we were able to pretty much build that mutual bond with each other. She was really understanding, very down to earth, and very loving and caring.
And in the year, did you say I love you?
Yeah.
When do you think it's the right time
to say I love you?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's obviously going to change for everyone. No one's dating the same person, so
yeah.
It's
I mean,
hard, it's
I mean, every to... situation is different, but I mean, some people might be right for them, say after a week, some, you know, a month, a year. I mean, it all depends on how fast you're moving in the relationship and what you guys are basically doing,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
And what about you and your future relationship? What do you see that you know, or what do you think you know is going to be different from your past relationship? What do you just know that you feel you're going to improve on, or something that you're expecting, or what's the difference for you?
Definitely, I'll try to get someone that I can be closer with. You know, I wouldn't want to go into a long distance relationship, even though I wouldn't mind, but it wouldn't be something that, you know, I'd be like, oh yeah, let's do that from the beginning or something. But
right, so you would be looking for someone who's already stable here and not really planning on leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to go ahead and throw out a couple of phrases, and I want you to just give me some advice back. When the word pops into your head, I want to know what's the first advice you think of. And this is just applying for your, think about when I throw the word out, think about how that applied to like your past relationship.
Okay.
All right. So the first word is romance.
Romance? Wow. Roses.
Roses?
Red wine.
Are you a rose kind of man?
Yeah.
Can you buy red wine?
Oh, in Nigeria, the legal age is actually 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For all alcohol?
Yeah.
Wow, 18?
California's just different. Yeah, it's 18.
And driving?
18.
18? Wow. So that's something that you could do in Nigeria.
Yeah, something you can could do. You can go to the club. You can do all that.
Okay, so now that is actually, in my opinion, and that's kind of cool, just to be able to do that in a young relationship, bring that more like adult-like.
Yeah.
Do you wish that you could do that here?
Yeah, definitely. But I know if I drink out here I'll get in serious trouble. So stay away from the alcohol.
Exactly. All right. Next phrase is falling in love.
That's pretty deep.
It is a deep one.
Yeah, I mean,
do you feel that you've fallen in love?
I mean, once before, yeah.
You think that you fell in love with her?
Yeah.
So you feel that you loved her on definitely a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
Than, you know, just friends or just being more than friends or just dating someone. You feel that you created something a lot stronger than that.
Yeah, I mean, we're still friends even today. You know, we still talk every now and then. And I feel we'll forever be friends.
Her being long distance, that didn't stop your friendship, because coming out of a relationship long distance, that seems like things could get rocky because there's so much tension. Because, you know, when you live with someone or you're dating someone who's in the same city as you, fighting with them, you know you're going to see them eventually. They live 20 minutes away, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But being long distance, you're fighting with someone and you can't go over and talk to them because you don't want to fight on the phone anymore or anything. So how did that, you know, what was that like?
Well, I mean, your partner being like in the same city as you is a beautiful thing. I mean, because you guys see each other more often, you're able to communicate and stuff. When it's like in a long distance kind of thing, I mean, it's pretty hard. I mean, what can you do? Just scream on the phone, and you know, it doesn't really make as much impact as you actually seeing the person physically. And
was that frustrating for you, having to communicate with her like that?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
But then again, you also said you have patience.
Yeah.
So you can tolerate a lot more?
Yeah.
Do you think that being a very patient boyfriend, husband, being that to somebody, that can cause that person to walk over, to, you know, tend to want to walk over you? Taking your, you know,
take you for granted pretty much? I mean, yeah, sort of. Depending on your partner. Some people handle situations differently.
All right, so back to the phrase falling in love.
Okay.
I need you to give me your top advice for that.
For falling in love, you want to know like tips or?
Yeah, I want to know like, you know, if there's like, that's the category, and I want to know based on your experience with who you fell in love with, what would be your advice that came out of it? That came out of falling in love with her.
I mean, take your time, you know, take your time to really understand your partner, whether it's a girl or guy, you know, take your time, patience, once again, you know.
And how long were you and your ex friends before you were in a relationship?
About 2 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's longer than you were even in a relationship.
Yeah.
Do you think that in your case, starting off as friends may have done the opposite of what it maybe you were hoping would come out of it? You know, instead of being best friends and then turning into, you know, something more, it kind of was the situation of the reverse, being best friends and it not end up working out.
I mean, when I first met her, like, I was dating someone else, so we never actually saw each other as like boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever initially. I mean, we just never saw each other like that. And when she broke up with her boyfriend at the time and I, you know, left my girlfriend at the time, you know, we just kind of clicked somehow because we always tell each other, you know, what we're going through. And
so in that particular relationship, opening up with her is what caused you guys to come together.
Yeah, because we felt we just, you know, understood each other perfectly. And
so do you think that if this particular relationship was not long distance, you would still be with her?
Definitely.
Okay, so this is somebody that you maybe had thought of even having like a future with, planning.
I mean, yes, it's a possibility.
All right, next phrase, falling out of love. So you necessarily didn't fall out of love with her.
Yeah.
You just, you know, the long distance was the problem. But think about what it might feel like to fall out of love. Give me advice on what, you know, if you went through that, what you would have to say.
You got to be strong. You know, I mean, it can be really hard, especially, you know, being with someone such a long time and then all of a sudden, you know, calling it quits or, you know, putting that relationship to end. I mean, it could be devastating for some people, and some people find it, you know, really hard to get over and, you know.
Last phrase is social media.
Social media.
Yeah, how did, so you guys were basically a
Instagram,
technology relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were all about that. So that played a role in your relationship.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give me advice on what you have to say about other people who deal with social media in their relationship.
I mean, if you have a girlfriend, you shouldn't be posting pictures of other girls, period. Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. And so in your past relationship, was social media a problem?
Initially, yeah. But once I got time to pretty much understand that doing certain things are going to like cause issues, I mean, I had to correct it.
Was it hard? Do you think that, because a lot of times guys, you know, guys say that they, you know, it's not a big deal what they're doing, but if it upsets their girlfriend, then you'd think it'd be a lot easier just to kind of let it. So do you think that social, you know, as we are growing, as our generations are growing, we have to learn to let social media take its place but not
affect the relationship? Yeah, definitely.
Do you think it's possible, though? The way our technology is going, do you think it's possible? I mean, think about these websites, Tinder and these apps and stuff, all this crazy.
It's tempting. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of temptation pretty much everywhere, but I mean, you gotta prioritize, you know? If your girlfriend or boyfriend is really important to you, then you're gonna do what's gonna make him or her happy.
I completely agree with you, Anu. Anu, excuse me.
It's all right.
Well, Anu, it was a really great pleasure having you on my show. And, you know, thank you for sharing your stories about your past relationships and your love advice. And thanks for sharing with our listeners. I know they appreciated it just as much as I did. I want everyone to come back next Tuesday for some more hot love advice, or you can catch up on Kiana School of Love at kpcradio.com. Follow my Twitter at Kiana Tier for some more juicy romance. And Anu, you want to go ahead and tell everyone what your Twitter is so they can go ahead and give you a shout out?
My Twitter is King_Anu, and my Instagram is King_Anu.
Yep. Awesome. Yep.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, everyone. I'm your host, Kiana Pazinski. School of Love is now closed.